Where am I sitting? Nope. Not there. Here's my name tag. Hey, how's it going? Well, that was an interesting ceremony, huh? Wait, no way. I haven't seen you since your sister's last wedding. Why aren't you sitting with your parents? Oh, yeah? I know what it's like to be the black sheep. Been there my whole life. Hey, I'll have you know, black is always in fashion. I may have swapped all my golf clothes for mom jeans and soccer mom attire, but I still have a closet full of golf clothes. I know you're just giving me shit. It's been ages, man. How's life? That's too bad. Your assistant and tummy were having issues. Shit. I didn't know you were divorced. You do seem like you have less of a stick up your ass. I'm kidding. But seriously, you do look happier. Me? Well, Tim and I never did get married, but we have two kids. They are 7 and 9. I've got my hands full. Tim? Oh, he married a yoga instructor and moved out west. No, it's fine. Honestly, I'm better off. She can have him. That man's socks were... ugh. Don't even get me started about his bathing habits. No. He gets the kids all summer, and they're with me for the school year. Otherwise, I'd have brought the pair of smart asses with me. Oh, you think you're so funny. They did get it from me, I can admit. They had to get something good for me. I just hope they don't have my rebellious youth. What? You remember what I was like back in the day? I know, right? Down with the system. Destroy the patriarchy. Pro-sex workers. Old me would have never believed I'm the head of the PTA, leading Girl Scout troop, and... I teach Sunday school. I'm serious. I learned that if I want to make changes, it's easier for me to do in the system than with outright rebellion. I didn't like things in the school system, so I wanted to take away all the things that hurt me growing up. Then the women running my kids' Girl Scout got booted, so I stepped in. I've never been super religious, but I've always found the morals there important, despite some being contradictory. I thought if I helped young minds there, I could make more sure that they get the morals and not full-on indoctrination. Hey now, I'm still a bit wild now and then. You should see the outing I had with my church ladies. Old Margaret had never been to a male strip club. I brought them to one of those super crazy shows that the male strippers sometimes have plants in the audience that go full-on sex show, or they let audience members stroke or suck their cocks. I never thought I'd see a 70-year-old suck a foot-long cock. But man, that dude was a champ. I tipped him like $100 on the way out the door. That woman looked like she had died and gone to heaven. Well, yeah, I'd have been fucked if she had actually died. That would be a hard one to explain to the minister, especially since it was his aunt. See? I told you I'm still a bit wild. What about you? still as nerdy as ever? Wait, you do what now? Like, teaching science to actual kids. OMG. Where do you teach? No shit. That's where my daughter is going to high school in the fall. I thought you were doing something like bioscience for Big Pharma or something. I get that. I can imagine the stress. Isn't teaching just as stressful? What? Oh, here they come. Photos must be done. Well, we can catch up more later. God damn. I had no idea you could dance. I might have made less fun of you back in the day if I had known Mr. Booknerd was secretly an extra for a boy band. Will you stop with the modesty? I'm paying you a compliment. Just shut up and take it. God, you're so annoying sometimes. Thank you. Was that so hard? Listen, I don't really want to go back to our table. The old couple is kind of gross. I really don't want to hear about his bowel movements anymore. Please tell me they are not related to the ground. Oh, thank God. I'd hate to think of you having to deal with them on a holiday or something. As I was saying, I don't want to go back to the table. Instead, why don't we snag a bottle of champagne and go back to my room? What do you mean, why? Did you never understand that I had a crush on you? Don't you want to go fuck? Don't look at me like that. I'm serious. You're single. I'm single. We're at a wedding. You're the only thing fun here. Let's make some more fun of our own. I take that as a yes. Good. Let's get out of here before anyone notices we're gone. Follow me. Damn, you kiss better than I imagined. Well, I have wondered for a long time. How long have we known each other? Since the crib sounds about right. What can I say? You're right. Less talking, more fornicating. The zipper is right there. Hurry. Fuck. Fuck, your shirt has too many buttons. Heels on, huh? Good to know. That makes me taller than you, doesn't it? Mm. God, you look good. How is it that men look better with age and women turn into prunes? Oh, please. I'm not. Well, let me thank you for the compliment. Well, hot damn. I guess you were happy to see me tonight. Shit. I've longed for this. Well, you're my best friend's little brother. It was easier to make fun of and push you away. If I hadn't known it would be this much fun, I might have done things differently. Now shut up and let me suck your cock. Is my mouth as good as you hoped for after all these years? Better? Bullshit. But I'll give you an A for effort. You know what? I'll give you an A plus treatment, teacher. Hey, what are you doing? Put me down? I could have just walked to the bed. I think you're just looking for a chance to squeeze my ass. Suck on those nipples. I've ached for this for so long. Why did you stop? Where? Fuck. You're just going to town. Fuck. I had to beg my ex to go down on me. Oh, baby. Where have you been all my life? Right under my nose, and I didn't even know it. Oh, we certainly are making up for lost time. Fuck. Spread my legs wider. Yeah? Fuck. That's the spot. Oh my God. Oh, okay. gnarly fucking man. Fucking coming back. I never come this sad. Fuck. Fuck. Look at you, look. I can't hold back. Get on the bed. Fuck me, and so I can't walk. Let me just lie back. Yeah. Spread my legs wider. I need to feel that cock. Oh, I've waited for what feels like a lifetime. God, so good, baby. Yeah, I bet that pussy feels good. I was dripping wet from the first words out of your mouth. I'm sorry you're divorced, but I won't claim I'm not thrilled with the results. I bet you were. Now just fuck me. Let me feel those big balls slack my ass. Give it to me, big boy. I know you've waited a long time for this. Fuck. Don't stop. Don't you fucking dare stop. I still have those big spike goth boots. You stop, and I'll walk into that classroom of yours and kick you right in those heavy balls. You got me? Good boy. Give it to me. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Help me like that. Oh, goth whore you thought I was. Fuck. Such a whore. I wish I'd fucked you back in the day. Oh. Well, that cock is really nice. Of course it's tight. Goth pussies are the tightest. You fuck me good enough, and I'll wear one of my little outfits for you next time. Oh, baby, this isn't a one and done. I'm going to use you to relive every fantasy I've ever had in our youth. Do your parents still hold that cabin down by the lakes? Oh, good. Because I've always wanted to do it in the woods and in a boat. It sounds like fun. Okay. Focus on fucking me. We can work out our plans later. After you're done working out that pussy. Now pound me until I'm not able to walk. Fuck me. Fuck me. Yes. Fuck. Yes. Coming? Don't you dare. And don't pull out. I'm almost there. Hold out. a moment longer. Oh. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Do it. Come in me. Make that pussy your cum dump. Fuck. Feel me? Yes. Yes. What? Oh, don't you worry your pretty little head. I'm safe. No breeding me yet. But you keep fucking me like that, and I might change my mind. Can I share something with you? Good. So when your sister and I were out to lunch a few weeks ago, she told me about your divorce. I made a joke to her about sitting me with you to be dangerous. I might not hold any back anymore. Apparently, she must have thought that was a good idea. I know. We should thank her. Do you think she's around for breakfast tomorrow? No, we can check later. Let her enjoy her wedding. I think I need another hard digging. Care to help a girl out? I thought you might.